All right, good morning. Trying to answer your questions.
Do you feel like Dalvin is one of those running backs that kind of gets better as the game goes on, or how do you view that with different running backs?
No, I thought he was efficient running the ball throughout the game. You know, early in the game, certainly the score was closer. But we had some efficient runs to start the game. We unfortunately penalized ourselves, which kind of took us out of being able to stick with it through maybe the latter parts of the first half. And then later in the game, I thought he ran the ball efficiently and he had an explosive run. So, I mean, he's in shape, he's durable, and we feel like he can have good runs start to finish.
When you look at the way that Tampa kind of attacks things with their front seven, do you think that might open up the possibility for explosive runs as well?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think they're a good defense and they're very aggressive. And they do a good job of stopping the run, so it's going to be a challenge for us. We felt the same way last week against Pittsburgh, and we did find a way to make some yardage there. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's a challenge every week. You know, I think you look around the league, most teams have a pretty, you know, formidable front that you got to block, and you got to just fight and carve out yards the way you can.
Pat, did you guys do anything with him special as far as the ball security? I know when he was on draft day, that was the one thing, and, you know, knock on wood, it hasn't been any problem.
We work on ball security with all the players every day. It's like shaving, right? If you don't do it, eventually don't look good, you know? I mean, but I think, you know, that's something that we work on, you know, and, you know, you just, every player that touches the ball needs to finish the down with it.
What were some of the differences between the offensive line in the first game and the second? Was it just the quality of the opponent, or?
No, I think with what we were presented with, and they really didn't do much different than what we had thought. I mean, Pittsburgh's a team that pressures and plays kind of a loose zone behind it. Thought our guys picked up the pressures actually pretty well. We only had two scenarios where we threw the ball hot and the ball got out both times. One, we had a chance to make a play on. So, you know, I think each team presents a different problem, and it certainly was different from the week before, but I thought they all sort of knew where they were going and did a pretty good job. You know, we just got to do a better job executing the pass part of it.
Challenges from your end preparing two quarterbacks to potentially start on Sunday are the extra challenges.
Well, the challenge is to put together a plan that can attack the defense that you're facing, and then within that plan trying to utilize the plays that fit the skill set of the quarterback plan. And that's pretty much it.
Pat, whether it was penalties or negative plays, how much did getting in second and long kind of hamper you guys against Pittsburgh?
Well, you don't like to be in those situations because you kind of you have to go to different types of plays than if it's, say, second and four. You know, you can't get to some of the things that you would normally like to. And so what we need to do, I mean, let's put Pittsburgh in the rearview mirror. What we need to do is make sure we don't put ourselves in those longer yardage situations. We need to stay on schedule so that we can call the plays that might get us an explosive gain. And, you know, that makes it a little bit easier on ourselves. And that allows you to get the ball down the field so you can get in a scoring zone and score points.
Pat, Mike said Monday about the fake punt and trying to be more aggressive when some things weren't working offensively. Big picture-wise, As a coordinator, how much do you like hearing stuff like that? Does that give you creativity to try stuff that maybe, you know, you might not have the chance to try if things were going differently?
No, I think as a head coach, and I sat in his chair, it's important that you maintain an aggressive approach. And I think Coach Zimmer's always done that, you know. And so there's things that we do, and we try like heck to score as many points as we can, and certainly one more than our opponent. And games play out differently. Sometimes you get way ahead, and then how you do it changes. Sometimes you get behind, and how you do it changes. And so I think our players know that Coach Zimmer has an aggressive mentality, and he's going to do whatever he can on that day to help us win the game. And we trust his judgment.
What do you think makes Thielen so good downfield as a downfield receiver?
I think he's good in all areas. The one thing about Adam, he's a little bit like an outfielder. I think he can judge the ball well. And, you know, and some receivers don't have that skill. So when the ball is in the air down the field, and there's, you've seen at times where he doesn't have separation, which sometimes you don't, no matter how good a receiver.